Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.
Morning all, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. I'm going to bang straight on with thanks very much to Gareth Croft, because I've been troubled with my phone lately, in the fact that the lips are out of sync. Solved it now. I downloaded this app, HD camera, working fine. He just gave me some input into it. He says, "Hi Pete, professional camera and editor here. It's my day job." Ah, cool. He said, "I think your quality is fine. Sure, you could have 4K, amazing sound design, etc. But let's be honest, most of your audience is watching on a mobile tablet, so the quality is fine." Yeah, I kind of thought that. If it's a YouTube thing, they're very, very small. You don't need to be able to see. You might only need like 4K or 10K if you're going to zoom in. And most of the life on the road cameras, I've got a 4K, so I can zoom in on them anyway. Story always comes first. No idea about the mic, sorry, but the sound seems fine, okay to me. There is one that I've got that clips into the Osmo Pocket, which actually clips into the headphone bit. I might try that, see if it's any better. But to be honest with you, unless it's crazy windy, the only thing is that's got a lead. It's a bit annoying. But unless it's crazy windy, I tend to get away with it. And if it's crazy windy, don't tape. Find somewhere else. Story comes first. No idea about the mic, sorry, but the sound seems okay. It gives that they're using it. One bit of constructive criticism, though, would be not to split the life on the road videos. I think they would be a lot better as full 30 to 40 minute videos. I'm not a driver, but enjoy the videos. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Gareth. The thing about the life on the road videos what do you guys think, first of all? Would you prefer them as one long video, or would you prefer them as little videos that you watch tonight? You know, I kind of thought of it like Batman. You remember Batman? Is he going to get out? Da, da, da. Next week, tune in. Not that I'm like Batman. And the other thing is, they take so long to put together that if you just put them out as one, then you only get kind of, if you know it's possible, by one bit of content out of it. Whereas if I've spent the entire afternoon editing it for one bit of content that's 40 minutes long, I'd rather have two or three. Also, what I find is potentially, also with most people now, the attention span is so short that if they see a video and it says under it 40 minutes, they instantly go, "I ain't watching that. I've 40 minutes of my life. I ain't giving up 40 minutes. I'll just barely give up 40 seconds. So that's why I split them. So let's have a comments. What do we think? Should the Life on the Road videos be as one? Or are we okay with, join us next week for the Cake Crusaders daring adventure. Cake Crusader. Going to be first from the truth, really, could it? And also on the intro, Neptune Courier, because he said, "Our man in Scotland." Hello, mate. He says, "I use the same mic on my older spec Samsung and had to download Open Camera app. Just works fine." So I might try the Open Camera app and see how that goes. But I think I might have had Open Camera before. I had loads of ads. But anyway, I'll give it a bash. Thanks for the advice. Right, so question of the week is from Coop. And he says, I think this is a fair question. Does anybody have advice on a new starter joining the CX? It's like all your YouTube videos I watch on how, all the YouTube videos is how bad the CX is. Mate, I'll definitely do you one on that. It'll probably be a bit repetitive for the people that tune in all the time, but I think it's important to have a go-to video, an up-to-date go-to video, for where people should, you know, people that are thinking of starting should join now. So we'll do one on that one. If you've seen it all before, forgive me. Last week's mistakes, always pleasing. Last week's mistakes are from Nail Wilson, who says, "Nail here, first time contacting you." Thanks, Nail. Welcome to the channel. He says, "I'm an ex-bus driver. Your comment about buses going on the pavement was all wrong." Of course it was. Everything on the channel, everything I say, is either wrong or at least largely erroneous. Please take it all with a pinch of salt. He says, "Any car, bus, lorry is not meant to go over any non-drop curb over corners. You have exactly the same regulations as truck drivers. As for the front overhang, your overhang can go over the pavement, but the wheels can't. That's kind of what I meant. I didn't actually think you'd mount the pavement and try and drive into people, but that's kind of what I meant. I thought that was the difference, like, you know. But anyway, so the new trend with smaller buses to put the wheels like trucks, you know, throw, so basically go in on an L and throw it out, like, type thing. As you throw it out, the thing, you've got to overhang the herb, overhang and hit curbs, etc. Also, the overhang means that you can have a shorter wheelbase on the same size bus as your truck. Right. Except on TACO, which means coaches like National Express and holiday coaches, day coaches, day trip coaches, are all under the same TACO rules. So what we've ascertained, and as Steve Campbell said in The Wise Guys, no, bus drivers don't have TACOs, neither do taxi drivers. I guess presumably they must have this thing where they, you still got to take breaks and stuff like that, because you might not be on a TACO, but if you have an accident and they can prove that you've just driven for 24 hours straight without any rest, that will be, there'll be some other thing that'll be considered as dangerous driving, or there's probably, Wise Guys, what's it called if you do it? Let's get that one in for next week. Yeah, so National Express and day trip coaches, they're all under the same TACO rules. As you, but bus running under UK driver regulations are different. Those drivers can't go outside a certain distance from base. Also, your comment on people and axle weights is valid, but well, that was Steve's, you know, on, you know, bus drivers don't actually have to distribute or strap things down. But police can't stop a coach bus like they can a truck, as they are public service. I still have my CPC from bus driving, and as I'm old, I can drive a 7.5-ton truck with a full CPC on my bus license, even though I've never done anything about weights and axles. I think that's to do with the fact that if you've got a CPC, and of course, if you've got granddad rights, like I had granddad rights, so I could drive a 7.5-ton without taking the test, you can. But thanks very much, Nail. Good to have a bus driver on the comments. I'm sure we'll be using you again in the future. Nail Wilson, our bus driving guy, if you're still driving buses. And if you don't, probably still know about it. So, this, I quite enjoyed this one. Why do shippers put this on the job? All the ridiculous things that you see in the comments. And obviously, you come up with loads that I forgot about. Yasin says, job pays and best prices are both clever tactics used regularly by some companies on the CX. It makes sense. They get lower average prices in the end. Drivers should always ignore these tactics and give them a fair price. When I see it, I usually give them a higher than normal price. I used to do that. Another funny tactic is only a small box. That's my favourite. Only a small box. In my game, it's forked on, forked off. Because we're in trucks now, and it's, well, I mean, I work for a truck company now, and that's what you want to see. Forked on, forked off. You think, oh, great. So I'm not sitting on a bay, and I'm not having to pull it off on the tail lift. Having said that, you could still be waiting hours to get to the front where the fork truck driver is moving very slowly. He's only got to unload five Arctics in front of you, mate. You should get to you by Tuesday. Peter Franklin, got quite a few comments from Peter Franklin today. New commenter, pleased to meet you, mate. He says, when they put no factoring companies, I immediately think they're a bad or slow payer. Doesn't tend to be that. A lot of companies don't like dealing with factoring companies because they're annoying in the fact that you pay and then the factoring company sends you a letter saying, yeah, you still owe us money, and then, no, I paid it, so you prove you paid it, and then they send you another letter saying, you still owe us money, you still owe, and you think, leave me alone, I paid the bill. And that's why people go, no, I'm not dealing with you anymore. I'm not playing. He also says, when they write no phone calls, not so bad. When they write please no phone calls. I always say, even if they write no phone calls, ring them. But be very polite. Say, I know you said no phone calls, but... you know, most people... Oh, you know, we all work together. Most people are very civil on the phone. Very rarely has someone turned around and swore at me and said it's no phone calls and slammed the phone down on me. Most of the time, they'll talk to you. And if you're nice and polite and kind of friendly, you know, try and break the ice a bit, it's not so bad. A Yorkshireman's Daily Grind. Hello, mate. He says, again, we do not pay factoring companies. He said, when I ran lorries, I regularly got chased by factoring companies and I had to pay them. No ifs, no buts. Again, I think it's they don't want to pay factoring companies because it's a bit of a pain. But if you're running and you use a factoring company, I've had it before. I've been on jobs and I've gone, oh, hang on, mate. No, I'm sorry. This is back in the day. Oh, I've got a factoring company. The guy says, don't worry about it. Okay, here we go. Don't know what that's all about. Yesin says also waiting time 30 minutes free. Yeah. We get 2 hours free. Waiting time 2 hours free. Now you do the maths on that. And then they want a lorry. They want a lorry to go 100 miles. They want to pay £2 a mile. The 100 mile job is going to take what? Say 3 hours? 2 hours maybe? 2 hours, should we say? And then potentially could be 2 hours to load it, 2 hours to drive it, 2 hours to get it off the other side. Bit of incidental traffic in there. That's 7 hours. 7 hours for £200. Doesn't work out. You know, it just doesn't do the maths on it. Arctics are the worst because they just take forever to get loaded and unloaded. I personally think running an Arctic is less profitable than running an 18-tonner, personally. But I am, of course, largely wrong in everything. So, you know, that's just my personal thing. But yeah, 2 hours free. Seriously? No. I don't even like paying. I don't want waiting time. I want it in, loaded, and gone. The waiting time just doesn't equate. This one was quite good from Mr. Ken. He says, not much on this one, guys. Okay, fair enough. You can comment. Graham C also made me smile. A lot of these made me smile. He said, let me see. When you ring them up and they say, what was your quote? 130. I've had a 60. Ring them then. To say, oh, okay, in that case, I'll do it for 55. No, well, if you've had a 60, ring the 60 and book them. And then I have another one this week where the lady tried to tell out a load of cheap prices. I went, okay, fine, good luck. And then I thought about it afterwards and I went in slightly cheaper, only slightly cheaper. She rang me back and I thought, you haven't had a load of cheap prices. If you've had a load of cheap prices, you'd have phoned them, wouldn't you? But you're ringing me straight back. And then this was a lovely one. You ever read the dimensions? Yeah, look at the dimensions. Hang on a second. One of these pallets is 3.3 meters high. I kind of went, you're going to need a low loader for that. You're going to need a flatbed. You can't put that on. You can't put that in a lorry. Oh, but we might be able to lay them down. Well, I suppose, yeah, okay, we could lay them down. We can stack three on top of each other. Oh, no, you can't stack them. They're fragile. Well, if you lay them down and they're 3.3 metres high, you're going to need a 10-metre bed. You're going to need an Arctic, aren't you? It's like, at the end of the day, the job was still sitting there. What happened to it in the end, I don't know. Whatever said, you forgot to mention companies that would ask you, oh, yeah, this is another thing I like this. Will you do it £5 cheaper? Or they would tell you that someone else quoted the job cheaper. It happens quite often, so I always keep me off guard. But thereafter is always a question in mind. If they offered you a better price, why are you calling me? And again, they might have offered you a better price. They might have terrible feedback, though. They might be 3 hours away from collecting the job, but they might have given you an extra fiver off. But yeah, that always gets me. I've had them before where the guys, this made me smile as well. The guy did the price, agreed the price, and then went, oh, any chance you could do it a little bit cheaper? Take a fiver off. And I thought, you've actually been told to tell everybody to take a fiver off because if you sell 20 jobs a day and you get a fiver off each one of them, you save £100. I get that. But don't agree the price and then ask me for a discount. Yeah, I'd like to book that. By the way, can I have it cheaper? What? The Courier Exchange, you don't have it. Leachy said, yeah, these are a couple of ones. He said, oh no, whatever. He says, when it comes down to people who have no idea, 2 years ago comes to mind, I was driving a Luton with a tail lift, which says 1 meter long. The lady on the phone was really mad about this job and said that I need to have a tail lift for the job. And I said, yeah, I've got a tail lift. Then I got on site and I pulled up and the pallet was 2.5 meters long. So basically I called the customer and said to make sure they've got a forklift with extensions to unload me at the other end. It's just a lady on the phone, maybe not even from the UK, who's no idea where it's going. So don't judge yourself when something goes wrong, guys. I should do a video on this. There is a way. So what I back in the day, I have loaded a 4 meter pallet into a box Luton with a fork truck and a pump truck and a tail lift, but no extensions on the forks. It can be done. There's a way to load it, and you can offload it the other side. You just do the same in reverse. And I almost said I'd do a video about it, but every time I had to do it, it's a bit complicated. I didn't want to turn around to the guys and go, look, this is going to make a really good video, lads. And was there worried about trying to get this 4 meter pallet of steel off me Luton van. I'm just going to tape all this. Is that okay? No, it's not. So maybe I'll have to buy some toys. I might have to get like a little Luton. Can you buy Luton vans with tailors? Like a corgi version. And a little. And you can stop frame animation. Maybe I can make it out of Play-Doh. I think I've gone wrong. I'll work it out. I might have to draw a diagram or something. But there is a way to load and unload a 4 meter pallet, basically the bed of the lorry, if you've got a pump truck, a tail, and normal forks. So yeah, do it. Leachy said, he said, this is the last one on the other one. He said, well, nearly the last one. He said, had one a few weeks ago when a shipper ordered a small van. I priced it accordingly, went to collect the item, only to find out it was so big that it just squeezed into my short wheelbase. I called the shipper once loaded and tell him that he'd booked the wrong size vehicle. All he was interested in, did I get loaded? No extra money whatsoever. Then today I went to a collection and the guys, someone turned up last with a car for 10 boxes. They only managed to load 8. I truly believe some vehicles got no idea of vehicle sizes. What you could do is you could turn up and you could go, right, I've just turned up in a small van, and it ain't going to fit. But then again, they'd ring the customer and they go, no, you've turned up in a short wheelbase. It's annoying. It's a small van. I'm going to take a small van load. I'm not going to take 1.2. I'm not going to take a square pallet. Because small van doesn't. Does a square pallet fit in a small van? I think it might just. Yeah, it's a tricky one. It is a tricky one. I think in fairness, you're right. You just load and go. I've had him before when I booked a 7.5-ton truck. And of course, I've turned up in an 18-ton truck. And I've looked at the stuff go on. And I've looked at the air suspension go. And I thought, there's no way that would have gone on a 7.5-ton truck. And if I'd have known it was an 18-ton, I would have bid him more money. But it is what it is. And the final comment in this one comes from me. It's my channel. I can do what I like. And it was my favourite comment ever in the notes, which was, no oversized Lutons, even if they have been on Pimp My Ride. That still makes me smile. So, right, that's that one. This week, we had a problem with the CX.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Which was, in the end, it's come down to trusted. The reason, I've never had it before, but I was went to bid on jobs on the phone, and all I could see was the jobs. I didn't have an e-quote button, I didn't have a phone number button, and I didn't have the name of the company that was posting the jobs, so it wasn't even like I could go into the directory and go, hi, you're Barry's Couriers, you've got a job on the CX, I'll do it for this, can you send it me? And I don't know if they'd have been able to send it me even if they could, because the account had been blocked. The account had been blocked because I trusted is not up to date. The reason I trusted is not up to date is my boss is refusing to put the bank details on. He said, why do I have to give my bank details? I do everything through Xero. I don't want to use their account system. I don't want to give them my bank details. I'm happy to pay for everything else. Goods in transit can go up. Goods in transit is massive. And all the drivers and everything else they want, you know, licenses, insurances, everything I'm happy with, I'm not doing the bank details. And you can't complete trusted without the bank details. And that seems to be the problem. They've unblocked it for now. He spoke to them. I said, have you sorted it? He said, yeah. Well, I haven't. If he gets blocked again, I just can't quote jobs, but there we go. Shane Hardy says, sounds like the CX having problems again. Seems to be happening more and more. Well, that's our problem. Chris says, did you get an email yesterday having the latest app as the old was defunct on Thursday? I thought that might be what it was to do with. I thought, have they... Actually, I did think it was trusted. But I did thought, has something gone wrong with this? Because that's why I put the video out. Thanks very much for the comments. I thought, well, is it just us? Or has everybody got the same problem? In which case, it's not quite such a panic. Peter Franklin, hello, mate, says, this seems to happen whenever there's a thick cloud over in the sky. I'm not sure if the CX is reliant on satellite technologies, but whenever the CX plays up, so does my TomTom. Yeah, it is. If you can't get like a signal, everything goes wrong. Phone doesn't work. DAB radio don't work on a phone. Yeah, no, that is. Leachy said, I've had a few problems around Harrow today where I wouldn't load and the screen went blank. Regarding Trusted, you do need to keep on top of it. I renewed my goods in transit and couldn't change it on the system. Plus, I had to re-upload my driving license and take a photo of it myself. I'm all for it, to be honest, especially it keeps the Cowboys at bay. And this is a reasonable point. It is there for a reason. It took me a little while to get my head around Trusted, and I kept trying to verify it, and it wouldn't verify it, and then I realised, in fairness, it was pilot error. I was taking photos of my driver's card instead of my driver's licence, which are both pink and look very similar, and I was being an idiot. And then I couldn't find the goods in transit insurance, and it was on an email, and then we said, well, we'll just get it again. And then I thought, no, I'm not paying for it twice, and then I did find it and uploaded it, and then it was okay. But once you got used to the system, three things. Driver's licence, bang. Goods in transit, bang. Van insurance, bang. Green tick. But again, this bank detail thing. Don't know about that. Nigel Rainbird says, I'm Trusted. With regard to Trusted, I do what they ask me to do. If it means work, I'll just play along. But I do wonder if the ship has paid any attention to it. It does matter to them if it is Trusted. Ask a shipper if it makes any difference. I know it does, because on Friday, I was quoting on a job, which is kind of lucky I didn't get, really. Because the Arctic's got to go from Cambridge down to Reading to pick up a job for Scotland. And we've quoted them for from Cambridge to Reading and then Reading to Scotland. We've covered it, but as Dan says, he says, but if we can get a job going, you don't have to pick this up until tomorrow, and it doesn't have to be in Scotland until Tuesday. So if we can get a job going down to Reading, great. And there was a job on there, but it wanted a maxi trailer. It wanted a 2.7 metres and kind of 2.4 is standard on Arctics. Let me know next week if I'm wrong. I'm sure I am. And as it turned out, and then no one had told me, the Arctic is still in DEFS. So by the time we get it out of DEFS and get it loaded and get it over to Cambridge, and then we've got to get it over to Reading and get it up to Scotland, and I've got to get it back for Scotland for like Thursday morning. I didn't want to put another job in. It's just too tight, like. But the lady said, can you come back to me and let me know if it is a maxi trainer, which I don't think it isn't. And also, you've got to show us your goods in transit insurance. It's not on the system. So they do care. Shippers do care. They do want to see it. And they should. It's important, because if it goes wrong, it's on their head, isn't it? Like I say, we've got it. I've got it. We've got it in spades. It's just not on the system. And the reason it's not on the system is this bank detail thing. That's it, I think. A Baz van said, I've got problems uploading on Wednesday. It's still blocked. Mate, good luck sorting that one out. You want to get that one up and running. And finally, from Godzilla says, the irony is that this video won't play on the works computer. Yeah, there was something in it. Normally, you just press click and it goes, and you go, monetization on. Bit of cheddar cheese for Pete. And this one, for some reason, come up with a yellow dollar sign rather than the green dollar sign. So limited ads. So there might be something in there that's not supposed to be in there. I don't know what it is. Maybe while I was shooting it, someone swore in the background and they don't like that. I don't know. But right, so that was this week's rolling on a bit of day, haven't we? Wise guys. Leachy says, anyone recommend me a mobile printer so I can print documents while parked up? Let's come back to him on that one next week. And Steve Campbell, I don't know. Was it any old printer with a sort of caravan battery attached to it? I don't know. I'm sure you guys know. And Steve Campbell says, taxis do not use tacos, neither do double-decker buses. No, cool. Thanks, Steve. We got that one in. So now we're on to the miscellaneous. And Dale Steele says, How come you're still using CX when you drive for a company now? Like I say, I drive the lorry, but I also plan the lorries. I've got a book. I'm trying to plan in a week's time. I know I write down all our jobs in, and then it's my responsibility to get backloads off of those jobs. So you go on the computer, you go on the phone, and you look in advance, and you go, right, okay, I see you've got a job on Wednesday coming back from Huddersfield. How does this sound, kind of thing? And then sometimes it gets narrowed down. But that's why I'm still on the CX, because I'm driver and planner. Two jobs. Rob Deaning says, yeah, he said, Pete, Transport It posted a job. It's Transport It, by the way, not Transport IT. I think I finally come in on that one. Transport It posted a job for Monday the 19th to 24 for collection between 8 and 9. Thought you wanted to get shippers to move collections across the day. Do you not plan a transport job for them? Yeah, that's exactly what I said. You know, also we have our own customers, and sometimes if we can't cover the jobs, I go, right, we have a customer in Luton. He'll ring me up and he'll say, I need an Arctic for next Wednesday, the Wednesday after, the Wednesday after that, and the Wednesday after that, all going to Norfolk. And if that's the case, I'll put the jobs out there straight away. Because there might be a firm in there that goes, we've got regular jobs, we're based in Norfolk, and we've got regular jobs coming back from Luton every day. I'll take them, please. And then that's it. Green tick, job done. That's what I did. Your Steel says, getting quotes on the CX should be banned. If shippers can't provide their customers with accurate quote, then they have no right to be in the industry. And I think you're right about that one to a degree, Dale. I think you should know roughly what you can buy the jobs for and what you can sell the jobs for, and you should be able to go back to them, and I go back to my customers and say that what you're looking... I've got a guy, I go to the guy I do well, I say, you're looking at this as a ballpark figure. Sometimes... So it's a ballpark figure, but there's a big difference between whether the load is going from Luton to, say, Derby or Luton to the middle of Wales. Because if it's going Luton to the middle of Wales, it's going to be much less chance of the driver coming back, so it's going to cost you more money. Just educate them and go, this is the kind of figures you're looking at. Also, you've got to bear in mind, if you're going to remote areas, give me a bit more time, because it might take me a little bit more time to get it off. So that's why I do it. How you guys do it, I don't know. Sure you'll tell me. Peter Franklin says he loves the video. Oh, this was to do with the video that I did on how much money you can make on the CX. Pete, love the videos. Thanks for your honesty. But all the information and seeing this video, he said, when I saw this video 2 years ago, I wouldn't have joined the CX as a self-employed professional. You're not charging enough, mate. Sorry, but after expenses, you're not taking enough away. And he also goes on to say, enjoyed the video, but a lot of newbies ain't quite enough. I'm getting loot and work off the CX average in 170 a mile. And I've never had to do a small van work for under £1 a mile. These companies are charging more than double this. Please keep the videos coming. And also, Kunwar Preaching says, watch this video in 2024, just start another CX. Guys, you've got to bear in mind that the video you watched came out in 2018. It's 6 years old. Things have moved on since then. I think I did a video, and if I did, I'll show you a link, on prices. This is when I was running again on my own, like in 2023. So it might be more of an update. I suppose I should do a video now updating the prices, but to be honest with you, I only really deal with the lorries, and I don't really feel that I'm qualified to say how much you're quoting on van jobs and how much. I'll give you a rough idea of what I mean. I've done it before. I've run shippers and gone, what are you paying on vans at the moment? They don't want to tell you. I don't know why they don't want to tell you, but they don't. You know, you must have a ballpark figure of what you think. You see what jobs come in at, and normally there's like a block in the middle which is about right, and then there's some ridiculously high ones and some ridiculously low ones, and you think, have a go with that low one, and it's all going to go wrong. Oh, well, you ring them and go, why? I've had it before, why is it so low? The answer was, because the job's in Brighton, and it's going to Dunstable. I've just delivered in Brighton, and I live in Dunstable. And the bloke went, fair enough, I'll send it through now. So, yeah, ring you up saying, why are you so cheap? Well, you pay me some more if you like. Yeah, but if the link's there, I'll do it for you. Domain name guy says, small van prices will soon cost 79p per minute or 50 quid an hour, give or take, for businesses to use. It's busy using a Jaguar I-Pace Electric. This was something that made me think of. So no ULEZ, no driver. Oh, this is to do, presumably this is to do with the driverless cars, because he's our man on driverless cars. But it does bring up the question, electric, yeah, let's do it. Can be another video. Electric vehicles. Who's running an electric vehicle? Is anybody on the CX running an electric vehicle? For me, I just cannot get my head around it. Just to me, okay, great, environmentally friendly, but at the moment, I don't think the technology's there. I don't think that the charging points are there. I think it's kind of early adopters. So, you know, maybe as time goes by, it will get better. But range anxiety would terrify me when it comes down to it. So is anybody out there on the CX running an electric vehicle? And if so, do you get any special perks for it? I'm surprised there's nothing on the app that says electric vehicles only, special prices for electric vehicles. Probably because they just wouldn't have any takers. But yeah, let's have some comments on that. I think maybe a video. Should do a video. Put people in the picture. Why not? Steve James says, with all these regulations, he's doing the transport manager exam. He says, with all these regulations, it makes you wonder why anybody will want to do it. I'm going through it now. Steve, good luck with your exam. So that's this week. I've got a short week this week because it's Good Friday, so you only have to do 4 days, and then you get a long weekend. And bear in mind, traditionally, in my mind, the Thursday before Good Friday is the busiest day of the year. That doesn't mean that you're going to get any more money on your jobs, but you might do if they're desperate, and you might get more choice of jobs. So bear that in mind when you're starting to put the quotes in for Wednesday and Thursday. You might want to go a little bit, make a bit more, buy yourself an Easter egg. See you next week. Take care. Take money.
The savings are scorching during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, everyday essentials, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at omahasteaks.com. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.